The Freeride World Tour is not returning to Haines in 2018. And king salmon returning to the Chilkat River exceed expectations, but continue on a downward trend. It's the Cage Nest Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. Skagway is set to lose another cruise docking as the season comes to a close. The Celebrity Solstice is rerouting to Icy Strait on Tuesday, September 19th. It's the third ship Skagway's lost due to rock slides near the town's biggest cruise dock. The railroad dock has been used in a limited capacity ever since the most recent slide on September 5th. That means Skagway only has room for three ships. Next Tuesday was supposed to be a four-ship day, but because of the restricted room in Skagway, the Celebrity Solstice is stopping in Hoonah instead. Skagway's last four-ship day on the calendar is September 20th. The docking arrangement for that day has not been announced. Haines was the beneficiary of Skagway's docking limitations this week and last. The Star Princess was diverted the day of the September 5th rock slide. The Coral Princess switched to Haines September 12th. An international big mountain ski and snowboard competition, which brought an economic boost to Haines for three winters, is not returning to Alaska in 2018. Freeride World Tour organizers say the expense of putting on a competition in the remote Haines backcountry is the main reason they're not coming back this winter. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
If he sticks that, what a combination to start off from. Holy moly.
Commentators marveled as skiers and snowboarders carved descents through the deep snow of the Haines Mountains in March of 2017. The Freeride World Tour includes a series of stops where athletes build up points based on the skill and creativity of their runs.
Oh, that is a Greek tragedy of a line.
Most of the Freeride's competition venues are near ski resorts in places like Verbier, Switzerland and Fieberbrunn, Austria. That made the Haines stop unusual. There is no ski resort here. People either hike, snow machine, or take helicopters into the backcountry.
The things that make Haines so challenging also are the things that make it so special and so wonderful.
Tom Winter is a spokesman for the ski and snowboard competition. He says the wildness and remoteness of Haines makes it appealing. Some athletes call it a ski mecca. But those same factors make it very expensive. In Haines, the Freeride used helicopters to fly all the athletes, event personnel, and equipment to the mountaintop venue. That was the biggest expense.
I think you're looking at $1 million plus for the Haines stop, if not even $1.5 million when all the costs are added, so it's quite expensive. And that's mostly based on the logistics side and the fact that you can't just pile your gear in a snowcat and bump it up the mountain.
People in Haines already knew the chances of the Freeride returning in 2018 were slim. The event lost its title sponsor, Swatch. Without that financing, organizers said coming back to Alaska would be difficult. The decision was made official September 12th when the Freeride announced its schedule for the 2018 competition. The Haines and Chamonix, France stops were replaced by brand new venues in Hakuba, Japan and Golden, British Columbia.
We'll miss them. You know, I personally look forward to heli season every year.
Deborah Davis is the store manager at Haines Mountain Market Cafe. The market was a popular gathering spot for the Freeride athletes. Davis says the skiers and snowboarders ordered lots of coffee and smoothies.
You know, so they're familiar faces. We look forward to seeing them. And they spend a lot of time here on their down days.
Haines' new tourism director, Carol Ann Wooten, was welcoming visitors at the cruise ship dock on the day the Freeride announced its 2018 schedule. In the summer, Haines sees a steady stream of tourists from cruise ships. But in the winter, business is much slower. Big events like the free ride make a difference.
Free ride brought in people who were staying in our hotels, who were staying, who were eating at our establishments and shopping in our stores. And so I would definitely say that this is something that we would like them to come back.
Tom Winter with the Free Ride says coming back to Haines is a possibility. After all, it was dubbed the dream stop by organizers.
It's not going to happen this year, but that's okay. You know, change happens, and you know, if things line up, I definitely think that we'll be back there, and I hope so, because Haines is special, and people will always remember Haines, really. As a special place.
Even though the competition dropped Haines from its calendar and the financial chances of it returning are uncertain, Tourism Director Wooten says it likely raised Haines' profile as a winter recreation destination. That means Haines could still get an economic boost from the free ride, even if it's not an official stop on the tour. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
King salmon are returning to the Chilkat River at historically low numbers. The population has been decreasing over the last 10 years. In 2016, the Chilkat saw the lowest escapement estimate in about 25 years. And preliminary counts for 2017 show the downward trend is not letting up, and fishing restrictions are likely to continue next year. But let's start with some good news. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's preliminary abundance estimate for large Chinook in the Chilkat River is 1,231 fish. That's about double what biologists were expecting. They only predicted the return of about 600 mature kings. Brian Elliott is a Chinook stock assessment biologist with Fish and Game in Haines.
It's not good by any means, but it's a little bit of a positive sign from where we were approaching the season.
The not-so-good news? That number is still far below the minimum escapement goal, and it's fewer fish than 2016.
It's about 150 fish lower than last year. The final escapement estimate last year was 1,380 fish, so we're still in that downward trend, but we're hoping to get away from that, you know, in upcoming years.
Fish and Game gets this information from a mark recapture project they do in June, July, and August. Here's how it works.
Mark recapture is pretty simple. So we capture and tag fish in the lower Chilkat River between 7 and 9 mile.
That's the start of their adult spawning migration.
We have a known tag population then that's in the river going up to their spawning grounds.
Next, biologists go up to the spawning grounds.
We go to those spawning areas, we inspect fish for the marks that we apply in the lower river. That gives us a mark percentage of the entire population, and in a simple sense, that's a ratio which we use to estimate the drainage-wide population.
So what happened this year that made the run stronger than Elliott originally thought it would be?
We had a positive sign from a particular age class, and that's brood year 2012. So those are the offspring of the spawning population in the year 2012. They showed us almost nothing last year. We had 195 total run from that age class. And this year, the total run from that age class was 1,150 fish as five-year-olds.
That could mean good things for upcoming years too. Fish and Game took a number of conservation steps this year. Commercial, sport, and subsistence fisheries in the Upper Lynn Canal all faced restrictions aimed at limiting the catch of kings. For the first time in recent history, the commercial and sport harvest of Chinook was shut down throughout Southeast.
I mean, it definitely helped. It didn't reduce harvest to zero, but this year, for this year's run, we have about a 10% harvest rate, which is pretty low. So I think overall, the management actions did help pass more fish through to the spawning gravels.
Elliott says they are likely to implement similar restrictions next year, though it's still too early to say for sure.
It's a conservation burden for every user of this resource. Obviously, the department is going to try to be as responsible as we can to help this stock rebuild, but I would assume there's going to be some similar actions in the upcoming year at least.
The abundance estimate is preliminary for now. Elliot doesn't expect the final number to be very different from the current tally. Though there is some good news this year, Elliot says Chilkat Kings are not out of the woods yet. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.